bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybel Edmond. We are here today. We want to praise God. We want to lift up the name of Jesus. We thank him today for his mercy toward us and allowing us to be on this broadcast just one more time. So let us get ready to go into a word of prayer as we bow our heads, turn our hearts and minds unto the Lord, as Evangelist Cynthia Edmond will lead us in prayer.
Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of thy Son, Jesus, thanking you for this day, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for another opportunity, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bow before you in prayer, my God.
Glory.
Oh, we come into you in the name of Jesus, humbling ourselves upon your hand,
yes,
Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy upon our souls, Lord. Let our sins be forgiven, my God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, everything that's not like you, take it out by the roots, God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, we ask you to look down on us tonight, God.
Yes.
Oh, my God, send thy anointing upon us, Lord. Send on power, Lord Jesus. Send on healing, my God. Send deliverance, Lord.
Yes.
Send a blessing upon us tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art able, God. Oh, my God, we know you in the blessing business, Lord.
Yes.
Bless
Lord.
Us right now, my God. While we're praying, Lord Jesus, stop by for a little while, Lord. Touch us with our finger of love, God. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
Move every obstacle out of the way, my God.
Yes.
That mountain, Lord. Can't climb, God. Move it out of the way, Lord. Move it right now, my God. In the name of Jesus, that door that seems to be closed, my God. Open it up, my God. In the name of Jesus, cause us to triumph tonight, God. I know you're able, my God. Send thy word, Lord Jesus. Send your anointing, my God. Send it in power and in demonstration, my God. Anoint the speaker tonight, God. Send thy spirit upon him, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I know you're able, my God. Speak through it to him, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Strengthen their body tonight, God. I know you're able, Lord. I know you're able, Jesus. Endow, Lord Jesus. Endow us with thy spirit, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, go into the hospital room, Lord. Touch right now, my God. Go into the prison cell, Lord. Move right now, Lord. Move on the stony heart, my God. Break it up, Lord Jesus. Give them a heart of flesh, my God. Oh, my God, cause the heart to become tender, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Go into the institution, Lord. Touch the mind, my God. Oh, my God. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that you love them, my God, and that you care for them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Look on the COVID-stricken, my God. Do it right now, Lord. Heal right now, my God. Clear up the lungs, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Bust up the blood clots, Lord. Jesus, move by that spirit, my God. Call somebody to shout tonight, Lord. Call somebody to dance tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, call somebody to sing praises unto thy name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, loose the shackles tonight, Lord. Set the captive free, my God. Deliver the bound, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have thine own way, Lord. Move on the line, my God. Move up and down the East Coast, Lord. Go on the West Coast, my God. Go all over the country, Lord. Oh, my God, speak peace tonight, Lord. In the midst of war, God. Speak peace tonight, Lord. I know you're able, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, have that eternal way tonight, Lord. Oh, move in signs and wonders, Lord. Work miracles tonight, my God. In the name of Jesus, all those that are on the prayer list, Lord, that are requesting prayer tonight, my God.
Yes.
Lord, we ask you to do it in your name, Lord.
Lord.
Whatever the situation is, my God, do it in thy name, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, you said with your stripes, we are healed, my God. Oh, will be done, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, move, God.
Yes, Lord.
Move by your spirit, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, bless the service tonight, God.
Let's take full control, Lord.
Yes.
Have thine own way, Lord.
Have your way.
Even all things we ask tonight, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture. And I will be reading from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of the heart as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With goodwill doing service to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good things any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bound or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, nothing, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of person with him. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take up you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith with wherewith ye stand, be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Thank the Lord for the reading of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 17.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful scripture being read by Sister Cheryl. And the beautiful anointed prayer coming to Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. And thank you so much again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/GraceRadio5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybell Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. We want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list, the Breeze, Frazier, Carr, Lampson family, Titus Edmond Sr., the Breeze Edmond Williams family, Henry Edmond, Chris Lane, Sister Mary Edmond, the Breeze McFadden family, Michael Carr, Brother Steady Lawhorn, Larry Denson, Deacon and Sister Gatewood, Maria McBride, Robin Manfay, who's diagnosed with terminal cancer, Steve Allen Sr., who also has cancer, Tawana Hill, Missionary Lisa Johnson, Sister Adele, Mother Marshall and family, Charles Morris, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the Anderson family, Steve from Upper Darby, Deborah and her daughter, Carlton for deliverance, Miss Sissy, Jonathan West, the Marcus West, and all of those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I would just like to sing a small portion of this song. You ought to been there when the Lord saved me. You ought to been there when he gave me the victory. He brought the joy down in my soul. He wrote my name on the heavenly road. You ought to been there when the Lord saved me. You ought to been there when the Lord saved me. You ought to been there when he gave me the victory. He put the joy down in my soul. Wrote my name on the heavenly roll. You ought to been there when the Lord saved me. I tell you, ought to been there when I got saved. I haven't had a feeling like that end of my days. He picked me up and he turned me around. Placed my feet on the solid ground. You ought to been there when the Lord saved me. You ought to been there when the Lord saved me. You ought to been there when he gave me the victory. He put the joy down in my soul. Wrote my name on the heavenly road. You ought to been there when the Lord saved me. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. And we also want to thank God for Erica Hameen. That is my sister-in-law. She's on the call, so we thank God for her. Just want to tell her, you know, be encouraged. God is able to do it. Turn this broadcast into the hands of Evangelist.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. I count myself blessed to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast on tonight. And I'm so happy that you took the time to tune in. Praise the Lord. And so far, I just thank God for how he's already blessed. Thank him for the prayer, for the scripture that was read, for the song of praise. Hallelujah. And I can say of a truth that it's a blessing every time we tune in. The Lord, he just pour out his power and his anointing. And I'm just so grateful. The word of God has been going forth in full. Hallelujah. The unadulterated gospel, the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ has been being preached on the Gospel Truth broadcast. And I'm glad about it. Praise the Lord. And again, we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we are wrestling against all of these things that are stacked up against us, the principalities, the powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, against those spiritual wickedness in high places, and it's all around. Praise the Lord. But the word of God is what sustains us. It's the word of God that gives us insight into what the enemy is trying to do so that we can be prepared to fight against them. And it's important that we put on the whole armor of God. And I tell you, I'm just excited. I don't know about you, but I'm just glad that the Lord had mercy on me. Praise the Lord. And it is the way you feel. You want everybody to know how God is blessing you. And I like that song, You Ought to Been There When the Lord Saved Me. Glory,
yes.
Glory to God. You ought to have been there when he gave me the
blessing.
You would have seen somebody going forth in the praise. Glory, glory to God and giving God glory and lifting him up. Praise the Lord, because he is truly worthy to be praised. And I'm just thankful to the Lord for how he is blessed. And as I just understood my what was announced, my daughter-in-law, Erica, Sister Erica, thank God for you tuning in. And I just want to say to you to be encouraged and know that we are praying for you. And we are praying for all of you who regularly tune in every one of these broadcasts, and we thank God for you. But at this time, we're preparing to hear the word of God. So let us prepare our hearts and our minds to receive the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anything that could distract you, just put that aside and just focus your mind on hearing a word from the Lord. God moves in mysterious ways. God speaks through his word. You might have a question in your mind, and the word of God will come forth, and God will give you the answer that you've been seeking. So listen carefully and hear what thus saith the Lord. And at this time, without further ado, we're going to introduce to you the speaker on tonight in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Let us pray along with her and for her, that she may come forth and bring forth the word of God, and that God will speak unto us. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you for everyone that is on the line tonight. We pray that you sing your word, sing your anointing. Let the souls of men be blessed. Let somebody know that you love them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this broadcast, for one more time being able to project the word of God. Let us go to the book of Ezekiel, the 16th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. And I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, Jerusalem, to know her abominations, and say, Thus saith the Lord God unto Jerusalem, Thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother an Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day thou was born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou was not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. And let us go over to 1 John, the 4th chapter. And we're going to begin at verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us, sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man have seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Now going back over, we're going to pause here for a little bit. We're going to go back over to the book of Ezekiel. And at the 4th verse it says, And as for thy nativity, in the day thou was born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou was not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. Can you imagine what that was like, to be born and not have your navel cut and not even be washed? Glory to God. Mm-hmm. So this is what the Lord is saying. As we were born, thy navel was not cut, and we weren't washed in water. Thou was not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. We ain't had no one to hold us and caress us at all. But the Lord said in verse 5, none I to do any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou wast cast out in the open field to the loading of thy person in the day that thou wast born. Glory to God. Somebody, when a child is born and they don't want that child comes forth and the mother will lead that child in the open field. Sometimes they just leave them in a trash can. Lord, oh my God, glory, hallelujah, as if they're nothing. Glory to God. But God showed that he cared for us and he loved, and when he saw us polluted in our own blood, he said unto us, live. Glory to God. He wanted us to have life. He wanted us to survive. He wanted us to make it. Hallelujah. But we are living in the time now when mothers are birthing children in the world and they don't even want them. They'll leave them under a step. Hallelujah. They'll leave them in a bathroom. Hallelujah. They'll leave them in a lonely place. They won't even take them to a hospital, but they'll leave them laying there to die all by themselves. Don't even swaddle them. Don't even caress them. Don't even hold them. But they get rid of them, flush them down the toilet. But my God, he had mercy on us. He showed mercy, and he showed love. We weren't even worthy. We weren't even a people. But God looked down on us with a pitiful eye, and he said, and when I passed by thee and saw thee polluted in thine own blood, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, live. Hallelujah. He said, I had called thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxing great, and thou art come to excellent ornament. Hallelujah, thy breasts are fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou was naked and bare. Hallelujah, this is typifying the children of Israel. Hallelujah, glory to God. They were typified. Thank you, Jesus. They were like outcasts. But God had mercy on them. He saw them polluted in their own blood. And he said unto them, live. He could have told them to die. But he said, live. Hallelujah. And I'm glad today that God, when he saw me polluted in my own blood, to me, live, live, hallelujah. I'm glad about it today. It was the love of God that lifted me. My title tonight, love lifted me. And my theme, it was the love of God. I tell you, if we don't have that love of God, we will not prosper. But God, he gave us that love that we needed. He showed us his mercy, his compassion, and his love. polluted in our own blood. And he said, live, live. Hallelujah. God, he blessed us. And he caused our hair to grow. When our hair was all short and picky, God, he picked us, caused our hair to grow. He took us and made something beautiful out of our lives. I thank him. I thank him for his mercy. I thank him for his love. I thank my God for having one day as I was walking the streets of Camden, up and down North Camden, South Camden, dancing and partying. But my God had mercy on my soul and delivered me, and he caused me to seek his face and call on the name of Jesus. And I called in, I sought the Lord with my whole heart, and the Lord, he stopped by and delivered my soul. Where there was hatred, he took out the hatred and he put in love. Love, love is of God. Little children, let no man fool you. God is, I said, God is, he's love today. There is no hatred in God. There is no bitterness in God. But God is a God of love. He's a God of compassion. He's a God of mercy. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 10 and 12, he said, hatred, but love covers all sin. I don't care what kind of sin it is. I don't care what kind of sin you committed, but love, love, it covers all sins. And then it goes on to say, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. There are so many people, they have so much in their treasure, but they got so much trouble. And the Bible says, better is a dinner of herbs where love is than the stalled ox and hatred therewith. You can have your oxtails. Hallelujah. But if it's hatred there, go ahead. Eat your food. Have yourself a ball. But I'd rather have a dinner of earth where there is love than to be in the midst where hatred is, bitterness is, ill will. Glory to God. I thank God for the love of God. I had hatred in my heart, but one day when Jesus came in, took out the hatred and put in the love, and it was love that lifted me. It was the love of God. It was God's love that caused me to come to Christ. Hallelujah. He said, I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love. That's how he drew me. It was with bands of love. It was the love of God that drew me in. And I was added to them. They that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. But the Lord was saying through Hosea, he said, I drew them with cords of a man. Hallelujah. With bands of love. It was the love that God drew me in. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I thank God for that love. It was the love of God that caused us to be saved. It was the love of God that caused our minds to be changed. I thank God for the love. Thank him for that change. Hallelujah. We must love one another. It was the love of God that brought us out. It was the love of God that forgave us of our wretchedness. It was the love of God that caused us to humble ourselves. It was the love of God that changed us so much so till we went to our enemy and told them we love them. Hallelujah. We wrapped our arms around them. Glory to God. We correct them and let them know that we no longer hated them, but we loved them. That's what the love of God will do for you. Love lifted me. It was the love of God. It did it all. Hallelujah. If we continue to love one another, we can continue to grow in Christ. God will make a way for us. He will open up doors for us. He is a way maker. He's a door opener. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. I don't care what you may be going through, but God, he's able to help you. It was his love that drew us in and caused us to be saved. It was the love of God. If somebody had been treating me all mean and nasty, cursing me out, fighting me, no way would I come to Christ. But it was the love that forgave me of my sins. God, in his infinite love, forgave me of my wretchedness. He forgave me of those evil things that I did. He forgave me, and he no longer remembered them. He cast my sins into the sea of forgetfulness. He made it all right. Jesus, he lifted me through his love. When he passed by me and saw me polluted in my own blood, he told me to live. He said, I have caused thee to multiply as the bud of the field, and thou hast increased and waxed in grace, and thou art come to excellent ornament, and thy hair is grown, whereas thou was naked and bare. Glory to God. You might have clothes on, but when you're in sin, you're naked before the Lord. Glory to God. Now the Bible said, now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. I spread my skirt over thee. Glory to God. When the Lord passed by us and saw us naked and saw us put in our pollutedness, he spread his skirt over us. He covered our nakedness. And he said, yea, I swear unto thee and enter into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine. God, hallelujah, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, yes, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. I entered into a covenant with the Lord. I made a vow unto the Lord, and I became his. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I became Christ's child. Glory to God. I entered into a covenant with him. And says, then washed I thee with water after I entered into that covenant with the Lord. Then washed I thee with water. Yea, I truly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. Glory to God. David said, thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, forever. The Lord anointed us. Hallelujah. After we became his, he anointed us with oil. He said, I clothe thee also with broidered work and shod thee with badger skin, and I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. Glory to God. The Lord did all these things for us. He covered us with silk. He covered us with fine linen. Hallelujah. With badger skin. He clothed us with broidered, glory to God. The Lord did all these great things for us. And we ought to be thankful unto the Lord and bless his name, because it was the love of God that lifted us. It was the love of God that did all these things for us. It wasn't us. It was nothing that we did good. Bible said there's none that doeth good. So it wasn't nothing we did. It was just the mercy of God. Glory to God. I just thank God. It was the love of God. Little children, love ye one another. Going back to 1 John 4 and 14. And it says, and we have seen and do testify, Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Glory to God. Not that we loved him first, but he loved us. Glory to God. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. Glory to God. These are some powerful words. He is a liar. If he say he loved God, but hate his brother, you cannot have love and hate at the same time. Either you're going to love God, or either you're going to hate God. I tell you, right. A fountain can't bring forth both sweet water and bitter water at the same time. Hallelujah. You've got to love God, or either you don't love him. Glory to God. And the Bible said, we love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hated his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he had not seen? Haven't even seen God. But yet you saying you love God, but your brother you see him every day almost, and you still hate him, you are on the wrong track. You got to get off that track and get on the right track, because there's no way you can enter into the kingdom of God with hatred in your heart. And the Bible says, and this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loves his brother also. If you love God, you're going to love your brother also. And if you don't have that love of God in you, there's no way you can love God, and there's no way you can love your brother. You can say it out of your mouth all you want to all day long. You can say, I love you. I love you. But if you don't have God in you, there's no way you can love them. You have to have Christ in your life. You have to have God in you, living in you, in order to love God and love your brethren. So it was the love of God that lifted us. It was his love. It was nothing that we did. It was just that God had mercy on us, and he drew us in with his bands of love, covered all our sins through this love. He can cover your sins today. He can cover it, but you got to give it to Jesus. Let him fix it. Stop trying to fix it yourself, and let God fix it. We thank God for his word at this time. This part of the service is into the hands of Evangelist Hameen.
Well, praise be to God. We truly thank God for that beautiful, inspiring, and encouraging message, a very timely message. Hallelujah. Love lifted me. It was the love of God. And I tell you, if you want to experience that love tonight, you can, because God loves you. God cares about you, and he wants to lift you out of the situation that you're in. If you have any problem that you can't deal with and you need the Lord to help you, he loves you and he cares about you, and he wants to do it for you. If you are not saved and you desire to be saved, God loves you and he wants to save you. All you have to do is just repent and be so sorry that you committed any sins against the Lord, and ask the Lord to forgive you and to take away your sins, and he will do it for you. The word of God came on tonight, and it was explained in such terms that we could understand how much God cares for us, how much his love is toward us, how great it is. And tonight, whatever you desire, God has the power to give it to you. God will move in your favor. God will bless you. All you have to do is come believing, and God will do it for you. At this time, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let's put our minds on him. Let's take our minds off of anything else and just focus on the Lord. Nobody but the Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now and we humble ourselves before you. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for your messenger, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for having mercy upon us. And, Lord, we ask that you will look on us right now while we're praying this prayer. Lord Jesus, forgive us and blot out our transgressions. Lord, we ask that you will wash us, purge us, oh God, clean us up on the inside in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask right now that you will look on those who don't know you, Lord, who are desiring to have a relationship with you, oh God, desiring to be saved, Lord Jesus. We ask that you'll forgive them right now, Lord, and take away their iniquities, take away all of their sins. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Lord, that you will move upon them, that you will touch their hearts. Oh, Lord God, let them feel the warmth of your love. Oh, God, let them know that you care for them in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that you will break their hearts up and cause them to repent and be sorry for the sins they committed against you and save their souls in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray for those who are on the prayer list, my God. We ask that you'll remember them tonight, one by one and name by name, those names that were called out, my God. We pray, Lord, that you will bless them with the blessing they stand in need of. Please, Lord Jesus, we need you to move in a mighty way, my God. We need you to manifest your powers, Lord God. We need you to send deliverance tonight, Lord God. Deliver the bound souls, Lord Jesus. Destroy the yoke of bondage. Lord, break every chain, my God. In the name of Jesus, do wonders in the midst of us, Lord, and work miracles, oh God. We're down here waiting on you, Lord Jesus. We ask, God, that you will come and see about us, Lord Jesus. You know our situation, Lord. You know what's going on with us, my God. And we bring all our burdens to you, Lord Jesus. We bring all our problems right now, Lord, and now we lay them down before you, oh God, and we're casting all our cares on you because we know you care for us, Lord. We know that you love us, my God, and those who don't know about your love, oh God, let them know that you love them. Let them experience your love tonight in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. We need mercy. And we're asking you, oh Lord God, to manifest yourself the more. We're asking you to intervene right now and work miracles, Lord Jesus. We're praying, Lord, for those who are sick tonight, asking that you will touch their body, heal them, oh God, and raise them up in the mighty name of Jesus. Please, Lord, work wonders in their lives. Give them their health, Lord, right now. Restore their health unto them, Lord Jesus. If any of them have committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven. Oh, Lord Jesus, and be merciful unto them. We bless your name, my God. We are asking you, Lord, to move all around the world, my God. We are asking you, Lord Jesus, to help your people everywhere, one by one and name by name. Strengthen those who are weak, my God. Build us up, Lord Jesus, where we're torn down. Lord, encourage our hearts, Lord. Help us to do your will, Lord God, because we can't do anything without you, my Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We need you to lead
us. We need
to
you, Lord.
My God. We need direction, Lord Jesus. We're asking you to show us the way. Be a lamp unto our feet, my God, and a light unto our path. And we ask, God, that you will order our steps in your word. Keep
yes,
us in your will, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Don't let us be distracted by the things going on down here or the cares of this life, but help us to remain focused, Lord. Help us to set our affection on things above, not
yes.
on things on the earth. Help us, oh God, to draw nigh unto you in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on the backslider tonight.
And
help
mercy.
Them to return unto you, Lord Jesus. Help them, oh God, touch their minds, touch their hearts. Loose their bonds, oh Lord, and help
yes.
them to make it back to you, oh God, in the
help
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Have
Jesus.
Your way, Lord,
have
and
your way.
Your holy will be done, Lord. Speak to us, oh God, and minister unto us. Speak to our hearts, Lord, and cause us to hear your voice. Lord God, open our ears. Cause us to hear you when you speak, Lord. Oh, blessed Savior, we are asking you, oh God, to take the blinders off the eyes of the blind that they may see your true light. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, my Lord, we believe you tonight. And we're taking you at your word. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to remember those things that we didn't call out tonight, but you know about them, Lord. And we're praying about it, God. We ask that you will grant every prayer request. Let it be done according to your holy will. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Things that are in your permissive will, oh God. We thank you right now for hearing out. Thank you for being patient with us, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you for blessing us, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us and for what you're doing even now. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for the gospel truth broadcast. And we thank you for how you've been blessing, Lord, even those, Lord, who are tuning in. We pray that you will give them a special blessing, Lord Jesus, that you will move and do wonders in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this prayer. And now, Lord, we ask that you accept our prayer, that you will continue to bless us. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Once again, we thank God for that powerful message, that very timely message, and it's important that people know how much God loves us. We need to know that God loves us. He cares for us. Praise the Lord. And the only way we can be lifted out of our situation is going to take the love of God. Hallelujah. The love of God is so powerful that it's stronger than death. Oh, glory be to God. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I truly enjoy this message on tonight. I just want to encourage you, Evangelist May, to continue to preach the word of God. And now at this time, we give way for remarks from our other evangelists who are on the broadcast now. You may go forth, any other clergy who have tuned in. You also may have remarks at this time. God bless.
Praise God. We thank God for the word of God tonight. Thank God for how he spoke to our hearts. Amen. Such a beautiful message. Amen. We weren't even a people, wasn't even fit to be called God's people. Amen. But he had compassion upon us. He shewed love toward us. Amen. He saw us and we were polluted in our own blood. Amen. And he began to cause us to live. Amen. I thank God for that word tonight. The word of God is right all by itself. Amen. It began to tell us how much God loved us. Amen. And if God loved us so, we ought to love the brethren. Amen. I thank God for the word tonight. I want to encourage Evangelist May to continue to preach the word.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brethren. I thank God so much for this powerful word about love. God is reminding us to love one another. Without love, we cannot see God. The word of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says very clearly, we can do miracles, we can pray for the sick, we can do all sorts of things, speaking tongues, but if we lack love, we are nothing. The Lord help each of us, my sisters and brothers, to love one another. Our hearts many times are polluted with a lot of bitterness, anger, hatred, unforgiveness. All those things, God doesn't want those things. May the Lord help each one of us to overcome those things so we can have a pure heart. Because the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5:8, without purity of the heart, nobody shall see God. You want to see God. There's a man of God in Africa, a pastor, who died for 24 hours. He gave us a testimony. He faced the first gate, second gate, third gate. There were angels standing with those gates. The seventh gate was written in love. So the angel of God told that pastor, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You lack love. Go back. Then he asked that angel, why? Because you have been hating the elder in your church. Go back. So God gave him a chance to go back, to come back to life. He went and apologized to that elder. So we see how important it is to have love of God, to love everybody, good our worst enemies. Because without love, my sisters and my brothers, there's no way we can go to heaven. We might be preaching, do all sorts of things for God, but if we lack love, we are nothing. God bless us.
Amen. 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 Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Thank you for the word of God coming through Randy Sneedell, who love lifted me, and it was the love of God. And like she said, you know, God, he could have looked at us and said, die. He could have left us like he found us, just dirty and cast out and unwanted.
Amen.
But thank you. I thank him for great mercy and a great love that caused him to pronounce life unto us instead of death. Very beautiful message, anointed message. Thank God also for the remarks coming through Randy and Cynthia. It's just the road. I enjoy those as well. And then
amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any others? Well, we just thank God for all the beautiful remarks and encouraging words coming through everyone. And I tell you, this message needs to be preached even the more. Praise
amen.
The Lord. And everybody needs to hear this message talking about love, because people
mm-hmm.
think they have love and
yes.
it's just not there. They
amen.
Need to have that love of God. Just like Sister Rhoda was saying, if you doing all this preaching and doing everything else and ministering and missionary and everything that you're
yes.
doing, and there's no love there, you're nothing.
All right.
You're just nothing. It's like the Bible describes. Praise the Lord. But that it was God's love that lifted me. It's going to take the love of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's not going to go on and on. We're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the closing prayer. We thank the Lord for Sister Erica being on the line. Thank God for Sister Rhoda and for each and every one of you that was on the line tonight. Love lifted us, the love of God that did all these great things in our lives, even drew us unto the Lord. It was the love of God that did that, because without that, we wouldn't come. We wouldn't even come to church. We wouldn't be thinking about being saved, but it was that love of God that he shewed unto us and caused us to come and give our lives unto the Lord. And I'm thankful about it. I'm glad about what the Lord has done for me, because I realize he didn't have to do it, but he could have drew somebody else in my stead. But I'm so glad that he drew me in. And I thank God for experiencing this love that came from God. And I praise the Lord for all that he is doing, for how he is blessing us. And I'm encouraged to go on with the Lord. And I want to encourage you to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand and let him do what he wants to do in your life. I thank the Lord also for the remarks coming through each of our evangelists and Sister Rhoda. And I'm so thankful for her. I'm praying that the Lord will continue to bless and have his way. So far, the Lord has done great things for us, and we're glad about it. I thank him for how he healed my dad and brought him home out of the hospital. And I thank him for how he's strengthening his body. I'm glad about what he is doing. I want to encourage him, too, to seek the Lord and give your life to the Lord. Let him take control of you. Now, thank God for all things. At this time, if there's nothing else, we ask that you continue.
God love lifted me. Oh, yes, he
all right.
did. God love lifted me.
Sing.
And nothing else.
Sing it.
God love lifted me. God love lifted me. Oh, yes, it is. God love lifted me. When nothing else could help. When nothing else could help. When nothing else could help. God love lifted me.
Yes. Praise the Lord. God's love lifted me. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through, Sister Cheryl. That said it all. God's love lifted me. I just thank the Lord for all things. And if there's nothing else, and we look forward to being back here again on Sunday night, Lord willing. We're going to say good night to you all, and God bless you.